Apply.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Every time one of these things happens, Gabrielle Giffords last year, this shooting here, there's an outrage, and then very quickly it dissipates. The American people quite quickly go back to their normal lives, and they don't demand action in the way that I would expect them to. Why do so many Americans not feel angry enough to demand further gun control?
Well, I would take it one step further. I don't understand why the police officers across this country don't stand up collectively and say, we're going to go on strike. We're not going to protect you unless you, the public, through your legislature, do what's required to keep us safe. After all, police officers want to go home to their families. And we're doing everything we can to make their job more difficult, but more importantly, more dangerous, by leaving guns in the hands of people who shouldn't have them, and letting people who have those guns buy things like armor-piercing bullets.
That's the mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, telling Piers Morgan that the police ought to go on strike until the American people do something about gun control. Wow. The shooting in Colorado and the debate over gun control is where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Host John McCurry talked to Dale Rotman, whose son is in the hospital recovering from shotgun wounds after the movie theater incident last week.
Tell us about, in talking to Carrie, take us inside the theater. What was it like when this whole thing went down? What does he tell you happened?
Well, he said at first he was sitting kind of in direct line with the shooter, and he said at first they could kind of smell the gas that apparently he threw in a canister, and he saw flashing lights. It sounded like firecrackers, and his initial thought was, you know, some guy is just, you know, having, you know, shooting off firecrackers as a prank inspired the movie. And then they heard some screams. They realized something serious was going on. They ducked down behind the seats. His friend said, I'm hit. Carrie tried to cover him up, and he said he got hit. And as soon as he heard shooting stopped, he tried to lift his friend up, and his friend was not responding. So he said at that point, adrenaline just kind of kicked in, and he took off running and made it outside the building. And fortunately, a group of four kids helped him, picked him up, carried him over to a grassy area, and a young girl put a tourniquet on his leg, and another one flagged on the police, and they got him to the hospital.
On what part of his body was he shot, and how's he doing today?
He was shot in the thigh. Well, it basically went from the inside of his thigh out through the top of his thigh. So he needs some surgery. He had some surgery the first day there, and he's going to have some more surgery probably tomorrow.
How is he doing mentally, psychologically, having been shot, having to witness his friend be shot, and having to witness that horror?
He seems to be handling it pretty well. I mean, the people here have been fantastic. He's got a lot of great support. You know, he's got friends and colleagues from all over the country and family. He's very positive, and, you know, he's a strong kid. He has a very good outlook, and you know, he's very positive. You know, I think he'll do very well. I mean, he's just glad that, you know, he's still around to talk about it.
Is he angry at James Holmes?
He doesn't seem to be. I think his only real response to it was, you know, he heard the response from his mother that, you know, she wasn't surprised that this happened. And, you know, he's thinking, probably like everybody else, you know, if she knew this was the possibility of something happening like this, you know, why didn't she do something earlier to, you know, get this poor guy some help?
Up next, more reactions to the shooting and the idea of the police going on strike. What do you think? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
Granger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgranger.com or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
The Colorado shooting is front and center here on the countdown. Here's host Peter Boyles with a caller. They talk about the curious reaction of the shooter's family when they learned of the tragedy.
Michael, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Couple of things. First of all, in looking at Holmes, I want to comment on Holmes and also about this interesting story that came out about his mother.
Yeah, she said I didn't say that.
Well, it's interesting. We got to go back to the reporter and find out about that. But the thing is this.
The reporter, by the way, says she did.
That's the point that I find very interesting. In other words, this sounds too convenient for me. Maybe I'll tackle that one first.
Okay.
Supposedly, Lisa Damiani, that's the attorney,
right,
said when the reporter called, supposedly the reporter said, are you Arlene Holmes and do you have a son? Or are you Arlene Holmes
mm-hmm.
and do you have a son in Aurora, Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you've got the right person. Well, according to the reporter, He didn't ask that. He asked, are you Arlene Holmes? And do you know about this shooting, your son involved in a shooting in Aurora, Colorado? And then she said, you've got the right. Now, he says, you've got the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I find that very interesting and sort of convenient. Don't know really what to make of it. But the reporter, I think, is sticking by his story.
Well, two things. And thank you for doing this. One is, This is in Klebold and Harris family fashion.
Yeah.
Nobody apologizes.
Right.
Nobody says they're sorry. And they learned that from Larry the lawyer. Larry says, don't say anything because this can blow back on you. However, this is a 24-year-old kid or 24-year-old man. He doesn't live at home.
No. And I tend to believe the reporter at this point.
I do too.
But now getting on to Holmes, something very interesting about his facial expressions and all that.
All right.
In doing some research, Peter, you know this whole thing about the insanity defense? The insanity defense can't be used just because
you've committed the most horrific crime in the world. You have to have, it has to be determined that you know what you did. In other words, the person can't say, no, I didn't kill anybody. I cut down a tree or I mowed the grass that day. The fact that he asked for a lawyer tells me that he's not insane. Just because he committed this horrific act doesn't mean he was insane. And it's not an easy, it is not an easy plea to make. It really isn't.
The emails are flying. James Holmes was definitely acting yesterday. Oscar-winning performance. So you believe it as well?
Oh, yeah. And the reason, I absolutely believe this kid is extremely intelligent. The fact that he knew to lawyer up.
That's court appointed, isn't it?
Yes, he has a court appointed. Yeah, the name, she was in, I can't remember the young lady's name.
Lisa Damani, I think.
Lisa Damani.
Yeah, she's what's her name's lawyer. She's the mother's lawyer.
This one is great.
Hang on, I got it here somewhere.
Tamara Brady or something.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But in any case, I think he's acting. And of course, what the public defender is going to do is extend this, is get as many delays as possible so that the passions of people will cool down and hopefully some of this emotionalism will cool off before it goes to trial. There are people who really are insane. They think they're Jesus Christ, or they think they're John Lennon, or they think they're this, or they think they're that. This is this kid's thing. I think he's quite defiant. I think he's playing a game. And the defense certainly has their work cut out for them.
Here's host Monica Pierre talking about the reaction from Hollywood, including many who now say the Batman film is cursed.
By midnight last Thursday, The Dark Knight Rises had won the box office weekend already at that point, entering the record books. And then a few minutes later, about 20 minutes after that, nobody cared. The Colorado Theater massacre during The Dark Knight Rises froze Hollywood in a rare show of unity, which rarely happens. Movie studios declined to report weekend ticket sales, a modern-day first for the industry. Bigger than the box office, movie analysts say it's the legacy of the director, Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy. The first one was in 2005, Batman Begins, followed by The Dark Knight in 2008, and then, of course, The Dark Knight Rises is the third installment. Some fans already consider the trilogy cursed because of Heath Ledger's death by accidental overdose. Ledger, who played the Joker in The Dark Knight, died months before the premiere. In fact, I'm getting one texter who said that this one is a bit tainted, just like the last one with the death of Heath Ledger. So that person also agrees with that. And there's always going to be, accordingly to some analysts, that there's going to be a dark shadow hanging over the trilogy for as long as people remember the massacre, which I know we're going to remember the massacre for a very, very long time. People are not going to forget this. The deaths aren't likely to diminish reverence for the trilogy, many believe, among fans and critics, but there's always going to be some sadness, and I do agree with that, some sadness associated with it. The youngest one was 6 years old who died in the theater because of that first of its kind, that mass shooting in the theater like that way. The worst imaginable thing is that it could happen to Chris Nolan, and Batman happened this weekend. That's what some of the analysts are saying. Now, the true test is going to come perhaps this weekend to see how many people and how many fans will actually buy tickets. That's the big question, according to Jeff Bach. He's a box office analyst for Ticket Tracking Film Exhibitor Relations. This is the first time we'll know if they're deeply disturbed by all of this in the industry and if people are actually going to maybe stay away or actually show up.
Coming up, we move to the scandal at Penn State. Now, that's continuing to develop this week on our Talk Radio Countdown. Down review.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television, the talk media, Penn State front and center. Here's host Tim Conway, Jr., talking to a sports reporter named Matt Smith about whether the punishment from the NCAA went far enough.
They gave him a pretty hefty suspension. The whole program got punched in the face, but I don't think they went far enough. I think they should have gotten rid of football entirely. And then all the other schools that this could possibly have been happening to, they would say, let's take care of this before they take our football program away from us. I understand it's a pretty hefty penalty. The Penn State got hit over the head with $60 million. They said that's equivalent to 1 year of the total gross for football. I think that's low.
I would agree. Here's the way I kind of positioned where I stood. I wanted them to go to one end of the spectrum or the other. Mark Emmert was put in a position, he's the man that runs the NCAA, where he had to do something because clearly this was, there was a cover-up inside of the football program.
Right.
What the phrase you'll always hear is lack of institutional control. Well, this is the embodiment of that. So my point was, you go all the way to the left, forced philanthropy. I want $250 million to victims of child sexual abuse, and that's going to be 10 years, half your profits or your gross revenues, and we're going to make this program moving forward a ray of light, a way to help these kids as opposed to it being a penal situation or punitive. The other end is death penalty, which is what the SMU Mustangs got back in the early 80s for, you know, giving kids cars and sacks of cash, and they just disbanded the football program for 2 years.
Wow.
And Mark Emmert said that he thought about that long and hard, and he considered the death penalty. The problem with going in the middle and trying to make a compromise where you take the $60 million and you impose sanctions that will hurt the program is now you've quantified what it means to have a program that embraced a child molester. It means there's a lack of 20 scholarships per year for 4 years. There's a 4-year bowl ban. There's a 5-year probation. If you have someone in your program that commits sexual assault and you cover up and you abet, you aid and abet them, this is now what this is precedent. You can't have that.
Right.
Today you've got people talking about, oh, SC, they had a 2-year bowl ban for a kid that took a car, and now you got guys molesting boys and they only get 4 years. That's not the conversation you want to have today, and that's what went wrong here.
Talk host Jamie Samuelson and Bob Wojcicki talking about the NCAA overstepping their bounds with the fines and sanctions that they levied against Penn State.
I think what's more interesting to talk about now is this whole notion that the NCAA has decided, and I don't know if it's just one man or if you know the inner workings of it, that they are now the judge, jury, and executioners of collegiate sports. I mean, they didn't just put the hammer down on Penn State. They also completely went outside their entire rule book and said, we're in charge, we're laying down the penalty, they didn't do an investigation, there was no due process, boom.
Well, there often isn't due process. They use the free report as the investigation.
Okay, but normally they do they bring in the coach,
but
they bring in the athletic director.
The reason, and it makes me a little bit nervous, but, to grab absolute power, but the reason that they
did it this way, that they hammered him so bad, I think, is because they were sick to death of being accused of not having any power, not having any teeth, that things were getting out of control. Now,
but it is
I don't know if things were getting any more out of control than before, but I think the NCAA sat there and said, if we can't find a way to punish a school for letting kids get abused like this, then we serve no purpose. This was their call to seize command. And in that regard, they seized command because I defy anyone to tell me, and I've heard some of this, oh, they should have got the death penalty. This isn't even that severe. No, you're totally wrong. This is very severe.
I read one article today, and I forget which one, which said this is far worse than the death penalty. Because the death penalty, football goes away, Bill O'Brien can focus on rebuilding, and then it can be a brand new Penn State coming out of the chute. They can't be a brand new Penn State for 8 or 9 years, if then, even.
No.
And Bill O'Brien will probably be gone by then.
And it's going to be even more humiliating to a certain degree, because they're going to be charted up there, charted up there on TV to get pounded.
Yeah.
Now, they might actually be okay this year, because I don't think a lot of them will transfer.
It's a little bit late because there's no room for them to go to another school.
Exactly. But beyond this year, it's going to be trouble.
All right, let's move into another focus. The latest from Syria here on the countdown in a moment.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study shows that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour of the countdown. Welcome back. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's turn your attention to Syria. Here's Jenna Lee on Fox talking to analyst Josh Rogan and Brett Stevens about the U.S. getting involved in getting rid of Assad and setting up some new leadership in Syria.
Josh, I want to start with you and your blog, The Cable. You have a very interesting report about this quiet meeting or meetings that have been happening for 6 months in Germany, funded in part by the State Department. Tell us about those.
Right. So the Obama administration hasn't wanted to be outwardly supporting overthrow of the regime, although they called for the Syrian president to go. But behind the scenes, they've been meeting with opposition leaders in Germany very quietly to try to plan for what to do the day after the Assad regime falls. They want to make it so that when this crazy motorcycle chase ends, it ends in a whimper and not in a big violent clash. And the way that they're going to do that is they're going to give these guys the tools to set up a new government and to try to transition to a new democracy if and when the Assad regime finally falls.
Right. The reason why I thought it would be interesting to talk to you on a day like this is because your article today in the Wall Street Journal talks about how overt we've been in our support for Assad over the last several years. But now when it comes to potentially working for a way to get him out, we're not. Why?
Right. I mean, the governing idea of this administration coming into office was that Bashar Assad was this sort of misunderstood guy, a reformer who could be turned to work with the West against Iran. That idea was insane from the very beginning, but has become demonstrably so over the last year and a half. What's amazing to me is to listen to this talk about planning for the day after Assad falls, when we're still so far from the day when Assad will fall, if he will fall. I mean, if the administration wants to make any serious plans, it's to make sure that this guy comes down without another 5, 10, 15,000 Syrian lives being lost. That's the planning they really ought to be doing.
Josh, I'm curious in your reporting on that. I mean, have you asked that question about why, when you talk to the U.S. Institute of Peace that's involved in these meetings, why not be more aggressive? What's their answer for that?
Well, basically, your other guest had it right. For years, the administration thought there was some idea that Assad could be brought around, be convinced to side with us against Iran. That seems not to be the case. But the problem here is if we try too hard to push Assad over, the intervention will be seen by Assad's allies as an excuse to discredit the opposition. In other words, a big American footprint here doesn't really help the opposition. They don't really want us to be there in force. So what we're doing is doing things behind the scenes. CIA, other agencies, agencies looking for chemical weapons, helping get the arms to the right people. It's not enough, but it is something, and it's what we can do without putting a big American stamp on this opposition, which really isn't helpful to them.
Host Don Wade in Roma with former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton about Israel getting involved in Syria.
I was curious. I was watching Benjamin Netanyahu on TV over the weekend. I thought that was interesting because of the discussion of Assad. And so let me, this is a two-part question. How much longer do you think Assad is going to be president of Syria? And what is the end game going to look like? Is Israel going to be a part of that?
Well, it's very hard after the bombing last week that killed the Assad regime's defense minister, who's Assad's brother-in-law, and some other key security officials. Very hard to believe that the regime can hang on. When the opposition can penetrate the security around the defense minister, it means, in effect, everybody's at risk. On the other hand, Assad's military has held together. He has responded with pounding force in both Damascus and in the ongoing battle in the other biggest city in Syria, Aleppo. So while I think there was at least reason to believe that that the regime might have been shattered by that killing of the defense minister, I certainly thought that was a possibility. It hasn't happened yet. And the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians have shown no inclination to deal, no inclination to back off. Russians and Chinese double vetoed a U.S. and European resolution in the Security Council last week that would have upped the sanctions on the regime. So I think it's possible. I still have to say I can't envision a scenario where Assad hangs on permanently, but I don't think there's any guarantee now this is going to happen quickly, which means, at least in the short term, of course, the hostilities and the killing just continue.
If Assad does fall eventually, as you seem to kind of believe could happen, we've seen Saddam fall in Iraq, Gaddafi in Libya, and if Assad falls in Syria, then would Iran go next?
Well, I don't think so. I think it would be a defeat for Iran, to be sure, but it's not at all clear if Assad goes, who succeeds him. The opposition, by every account that I've heard in conversations with people who are talking to the opposition, remains very divided, very disorganized. There are military formations that are able to fight effectively, but there's no political leadership at the top. So it's entirely possible if Assad, let's say, were to go into exile, that the opposition would take to fighting among themselves. And I think there is a prospect, because of the brutality of decades of Assad family rule, that the Alawites, his sect of Islam that's been the core of the Ba'ath Party dictatorship support, could face a real bloodbath by the opposition.
Talk Radio Countdown Show from the campaign trail. Next, Give and Take here on the Talk Radio Review.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-260-5460. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-260-5460. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a daily overview of the hot hits in talk radio featuring some of the best hosts in the country, including Mac Watson and Larry Gatos, here talking to Sam Donaldson about President Obama, Mitt Romney temporarily suspending their campaigns, or at least the negative ads after the shooting.
I'm watching a lot of people say this, Sam. And listen, I don't like the president of the United States. I also don't think Mitt Romney could be a very good president. But I think it's unfair to say that Barack Obama is showing up in Aurora, Colorado for a photo op. I completely understand that it is an election year. But this is the job of a president when a tragedy like this happens.
Like Hurricane Katrina, like
absolutely.
The BP oil spill, like the Challenger disaster. Presidents have to do that.
Presidents do this. Can the president ever show up at a scene like this, Sam, and make it non-political?
No, because everything is intertwined. But, of course, he is president of the United States. As long as he's that, in addition to running for re-election, that's what we expect of him. I mean, let's face it, it's only the Rush Limbaughs of this world. God love them. They should prosper and do well. Who complain when this president does the right thing and goes and comforts the families and shows that the nation is behind them in this tragedy. To complain about that is nonsense. But we're in a great political year, aren't we?
There's a lot of people, though, Sam, that say there is a way to do it and there's a way not to do it. Gatos and I both agree that the president has done it well, but I think it was President Bush who met with a lot of people, and you never knew about it. He would meet with families of fallen soldiers, and you never knew it. I don't think the president can do that. I don't think he can be silent or do it undercover.
President or this president?
This president can do it undercover because of the tragic nature of this and because it's the largest mass shooting in history. There's no way around it. He can't do it. He can't just fly in under cover of night, meet with families, and not speak about it.
That's right. I mean, yes, more power to President George W. Bush if he met individually with people in the residence of the White House or in his office and didn't publicize it. That's wonderful. But this is a national tragedy. Hmm. Everybody is concentrated on it. And for the president to say, well, I'll do it behind the scenes, I'll do it surreptitiously, I don't want anyone to think I'm making politics out of it, is ridiculous.
So then,
that's why I say that those who complain about this simply have a partisan political reason for doing so. They're not sensible, and I think in their heart of hearts, they know it.
So when you've covered presidents and there's been tragedy going back to Carter and Ford, when do you get the political wheels rolling again? When should the campaign resume? They're out on the West Coast now, both Romney and Obama. Is it too soon? Should they not be campaigning now, or is it okay now that the weekend is over and they've met with families and they've given their pronouncements, they've told the press what they intend? Is it okay to start back on the campaign trail?
Yeah, life goes on. Life doesn't stop. It may stop for an instant, a minute, when something like this happens.
Especially in politics.
Say, all right. Now, for 30 days, here in this political season, or for 1 week, we won't do anything.
Hmm.
That's not realistic, and that's not the way the world works. So they did the right thing, both of them. And Mitt Romney, to his credit, said President Obama did the right thing. He's not one of those people I was talking about earlier and clearly have only minimum high regard for. And now they must resume, because we have an election coming up, and we want to know what they say about jobs. Well, they're not talking about jobs. They're talking about everything else. I understand that. But we want to know how they think they want to be elected president of the United States.
Here's host Brian Erickson and Nick Radjovic talking about some of the big names in politics who'll be skipping the upcoming conventions.
It looks like some of the heavy hitters will be skipping out on this year's political conventions, with both Bush 41 and 43 now announcing plans to stay away from the GOP convention in Tampa, and Democrats encouraging those running for office to remain home to campaign, some calling this year's conventions a total bust. Political insider and Mitt Romney supporter Jim McGrath, though, disagrees.
I don't see any macro trend in terms of Republicans campaigning for office not wanting to be at the convention. Quite the contrary. I think energy is high, whereas Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are not all that anxious about being seen with Barack Obama.
However, Houston Democrat Jean Green attributes the lack of star power in Charlotte to having a sitting president from their party.
The attendance is probably going to be lower simply because, you know, we have an incumbent president who's going to be the nominees, a fact, although delegates who ran for these positions, I don't know why somebody would run for it and then not go.
Green says he's making a point to be at the Democrats' convention, at least to network with others within his party.
Host Tom Rose with Congressman Larry Bushon of Indiana about Mitt Romney, his finances, and his possible pick as a running mate.
Congressman, don't mean to put you on the spot here, but is Mitt Romney making the best argument for capitalism in this campaign?
Well, I think he's got some messaging work to do, but I think he's going to do that. You saw how aggressive he came out once the president said that if you have a business, you didn't build that, somebody else did. And I think that was the type of campaign that I'd like to see Mitt Romney use. Get aggressive, be out there, and I think he's going to do that. I'm absolutely confident that he's going to have a good message.
When? I'm starting to get a little nervous. I mean, it seems like these guys might be compounding the damage from the character assault by conceding to too much of the critique in the first place. I mean, their response to the outsourcing charge is not to use that as an excuse to make the case for free market capitalism, but by responding that Obama outsources too.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I wish that the campaign would be more aggressive, and again promoting free like you said, free market capitalistic ideas, what made America great, and I'm confident that they will do that. I think that. The campaign needs to be more aggressive. I think it will be more aggressive. And I think the one thing I think is going to help energize that is when if we get a solid VP candidate like Marco Rubio, someone that can really energize the American people, I'm hopeful he'll pick a person who will be able to do that. I do think that their campaign does need that, and I'm confident that will happen. Listen, this election is going to be about, for the most part, about Barack Obama's failing policies and that have failed the American people. I think that as long as Governor Romney gets a message out what he stands for, he's going to win, and I think he's going to win substantially. This president clearly is failing the American people, and I think everyone knows it.
What if Mitt Romney doesn't do that? What if we don't get a conservative? What if we get a Bush retread, a Condi Rice or a Rob Portman?
Yeah, I'll leave that up to Governor Romney to make that decision. I mean, I don't know any of those candidates personally very well. My hope would be is that we would pick a vice presidential candidate who is a solid conservative, who also not only can energize the base, but can get the message across about what Republicans stand for.
The Summer Olympics are next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
How about we talk about the Summer Olympics? There are games coming up starting this weekend. From CNN, Kira Phillips talks about the U.S. women's soccer team getting ready to defend their gold at the Summer Games.
For the players of the top-ranked women's soccer team in the world, they want nothing less than gold.
Everybody wants to cheer for a champion.
Abby Wambach is the second leading scorer in U.S. women's soccer history.
Americans appreciate winners, and we want to go out and do whatever we can to bring back gold for our country.
The U.S. women's team captured gold in 2004 and 2008. The current squad of 18 women includes many veterans, but also some fast-rising stars. One of the brightest is 23-year-old forward Alex Morgan. Her speed and skill have led to some stunning goals.
I've watched the Olympics since I was a little girl, so it's amazing that I'm actually able to represent my country.
Another force on the team, Hope Solo, who fought her way back from a serious shoulder injury, and she's regained her standing as one of the world's best goalies. The team's coach, Swedish-born Pia Sundhage, said the group doesn't require much motivation.
Because of their experience and they've been so successful, it is contagious. So if you have good players out there and young players coming in, they make sure the quality is high every time.
The team shot to international stardom with an epic victory in the 1999 World Cup. And the last holdover from that legendary team is 37-year-old Christy Rampone, the current U.S. captain. Now married and a mother, she's still determined to pass on a winning tradition.
Coming home with the gold medal would be absolutely amazing, but I think another goal for us would be playing great soccer, building on what we've already started.
This tight-knit group has been together through big wins and tough defeats, most recently in last year's World Cup, losing to Japan on penalty kicks. But such is the nature of penalties, the players say, which can be a harrowing test of nerves.
I mean, you look at the goal, it looks huge, right? And so you're like, how does everybody miss? But it's the pressure. I mean, we had, you know, 30, 40,000 people watching it. You feel the pressure of your teammates. You know, you want to do well for them, and it comes down to one kick.
No matter who the U.S. women face in London, these players promise their competitive fire.
There's never a time where I'm worried about another team. In order to be the best, you got to be the best.
We've been together a lot this year, been training together. We're all really excited to get the game started.
Host Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall talk to correspondent Phil Itner about security concerns and if London is really ready for the start of the Olympics.
In terms of Olympic security, can you say that the city of London is ready?
Well, I think, Steve, I would say that it is. Certainly we've seen an increased number of police on the streets, armed police, something we don't normally see here in London. The question at hand about this security controversy is not so much the plan that's been put in place. It's the fact that the contracting firm failed to get the personnel required, so the military has had to step in. And that just means slotting in British military personnel instead of private contractors.
Yeah, and I wonder if that kind of changes the mood a little bit more because the military might be a little bit more easier to spot. Yeah?
Yeah, Rebecca. I mean, that has definitely been noticed out at the Olympic venues. There's an awful lot of discussion about how militarized the Olympics have become now that you have British soldiers walking around in camouflage uniforms and, you know, with assault weapons. And they've also deployed anti-aircraft missile batteries and things like that. So there has been notice of how militarized these games have become.
Israel's prime minister has expressed concern, Phil, about a terrorist attack against Israel's Olympic team. Does that team have extra security?
Well, certainly it can be expected that the Israelis themselves might provide security. Nothing extra has been provided by British security. At least we haven't been notified of it. But yeah, obviously with the history of the Israeli athletic teams in the Olympics, notably what happened in Munich, that is a major concern, especially with the turmoil currently going on in the Middle East.
Got to ask, is it going to be hard for the tourists and the visitors to move around London during the games, you think?
Well, you know, it's going to be harder than usual, certainly. Whether it's going to be so difficult that it's going to be a major problem, it's too early to say. We did have an incident last night when people who were coming back from a preview of the opening ceremonies got kind of stuck on one of the main lines here for the subway. But the transportation people say, actually, despite a minor delay, that was taken care of relatively quick, and it does show that transportation in London is able to kind of cope and adapt as things happen.
As the hour comes to a close, check out the information that goes further, perhaps, than what you heard discussed here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show section is at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.